This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Air travel, well, it hasn't been great the past few years. Not great for passengers, not great for airline employees, just not great. Delays, cancellations, crowded planes, you are probably familiar. There is a parallel industry, though, that's also been affected by all the airline turbulence. Travel agents, like Erica Wilkinson. She wrote about what her job is like right now for Slate. Erica, good to have you on.
Hi, nice to be here.
So the headline of this piece, and I understand writers don't get to choose their own headlines, but the headline is, something has happened to the travel industry. I'm the one dealing with it. What is that something, and how are you on the hook for it?
Well, the travel industry seems to be in a almost never-ending state of meltdown nowadays. And I'm the one dealing with it because clients need travel agents more than they ever have. And I am the one helping them get unstuck in these troubled times.
You know, it's funny because this piece is sort of a day in the life of what you do as a travel agent every day. And I will tell you, it sounds kind of not all that much fun because you're on the phone trying to get your clients unstuck from wherever they are. It is a symptom, you write, of this thing you call the new air travel normal, which is, by the way, all caps, capital N, capital A, capital T, capital N.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a dozen years. I've never quite seen a season of so much upheaval. Like, air traffic control went down in the UK this week, mm-hmm. at the same time that we've got a hurricane coming for Florida at the same time. It's just constant upheaval. And it does fall a little more heavily on the agents than we're used to.
You write at some point, I think it was the week after 4th of July, you spent 17, 18 hours on the phone over a couple of days trying to get your passengers rebooked. That's a lot of time on hold.
I mean, it is not uncommon to spend several hours waiting.
Wow.
We are definitely feeling the squeeze and looking for new talent all the time because it's a lot.
Would you encourage somebody to go into your line of work right now?
I would say that there is a lot of opportunity at the moment, particularly because it is an aging industry. I am the baby in my current agency, and I have 12 years experience.
Wow.
But I would say it's challenging. It's something that requires a lot of constant learning, learning new technology, mm-hmm. learning new rules, and being okay with a fast pace.
You know, it's interesting just on the whole, the way the industry is changing. You write at the bottom of this piece, as for me and my fellow agents, our jobs have never been more secure or less secure than they are right now. We are needed more than ever, and the industry has never been more in flux.
That's absolutely true. 9/11 was a sort of a breaking point for the travel agent industry and for the travel industry at large.
Yeah.
The pandemic has been, I heard, cited at one point 9 times more impactful. So a lot of agents lost their jobs in the pandemic, and a lot of them retired. And now we are trying desperately to get back up to strength because people need us.
Erica Wilkinson, travel agent, also a writer, writing recently a Slate about her job. Erica, thanks a bunch. Appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.